Hi, my name is Damir Dobrich. I'm from DNET, Microsoft Azure MVP. Today, we are going to talk about Azure IoT Hub, Logic Apps, and how to take control of Philips Hue lighting system by using of Azure services. This slide basically demonstrates what we are going to show in the following demo. I have in the middle a Logic App, which is basically a platform as a service implementation of orchestration or integration engine, which is listening to uploading of new files on the OneDrive for Business. And when a new drive comes on the OneDrive folder, and depending on the type of the file, we will define the color which we will use to switch on the Philips lighting the system. So, to recap, what I'm going to demonstrate now is how to upload the file in OneDrive for Business, which is going to automatically trigger a function inside of Logic Apps, which is basically going to be processed, translated to the Philips Hue gateway, and which is going to switch on the light depending on the file type which has been previously downloaded in OneDrive. How it works. I'm switching back to the OneDrive folder and uploading some WinRAR document. This WinRAR document has a few more kilobytes and it's uploading, and after it is uploaded you see that there is some color of the light which is switched on right now. When I now do the same, repeat the same operation, but this time I'm not going to upload a file, I'm going to upload some picture, which is, I think PNG was in this case. It is going to be uploaded, and when the picture is uploaded, which was this one, the light will be changed shortly after that to the different color. And this is exactly how that works. What I did right now, I uploaded the file, uploading the file started the trigger in the Logic App, and the Logic App translated this call into the Philips Hue light system command to switch on the light and change the color, the appropriate one. So this looks like very easygoing hello world scenario, but it is really not. And I'm going to explain how all this works, because it is a really great demo which shows how to integrate it home automation or industrial devices based on Azure protocol, specific protocols, and to hook everything up into the Logic Apps and to orchestrate all of this and so on and so on. So let's switch back to my presentation. But before I do that, I'm switching back to the Postman and sending a command to the lighting system to switch off the light. This command, if you take a look on that, was sent to IoT Hub, to the device which has an IDD 0001, and I'm going to explain now what's going behind the hub. Let's go shortly to the presentation. And before I explain how I did all this, let's start now a little bit top down. Philips Hue system has or provides a gateway. And this gateway is basically talking to Philips lighting system and other sensors or devices which Philips gateway supports by using of Zigbee protocol, which is kind of standard right now for home automation, or at least one of many standards which we have right now. On the other side, this gateway on your left provides REST endpoint, and by using of this REST endpoint we are able to build applications which talk to the gateway by sending off HTTP requests in JSON, and these requests are translated to the Zigbee protocol inside of the gateway. So the question is now, or to recap everything, once I'm able to send the POST request or GET request or any kind of HTTP request to the gateway, and as long the gateway, Philips Hue gateway, can understand this, this request will be translated to the native Zigbee command to the device and switch on the light and switch off the light and do whatever the purpose of this device is. This is how the Philips Hue system works. To make all this working in the cloud, the idea is following. As long as I'm sitting in a room on the Wi-Fi connected to this gateway, everything is easy going. But the question is now, how can I take control of this lighting system if I'm sitting out of the area of this Wi-Fi, if I'm sitting somewhere in the cloud? To be able to do this, we are using Azure IoT Hub endpoints. Microsoft Azure IoT Hub is an enterprise, powerful platform as a service which provides a bunch of protocols like MQTT, 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 and HTTP to connect to it, but from devices, and also provides some different kind of so-called cloud endpoints and cloud services endpoints to consume these events, to send commands to these devices, and so on. So basically, IoT Hub might be a pretty complicated thing, but there is a free version in Azure limited to 8,000 commands per day, which is actually for no cost, and it is more than enough for home automation, because usually in home you're not going to switch on the light 8,000 times on time on a day. So this is actually what we use now. We set up IoT Hub endpoint, and I can show that. Here is basically IoT Hub, which I set up previously for demo purposes. And inside of this IoT Hub, basically you don't have to do anything instead of setting up the namespace of IoT Hub. And one more thing you have to do is to define device. In this case, my device is called D0001, which is this one. And by using of this definition, I can grab out primary keys and everything what I need to implement connectivity to this device. This is more or less everything what I need to do inside of IoT Hub. Once I did that, I can start programming to this. And programming looks like following. This Philips Hue IoT Hub bridge is in fact some kind of bridge. We might call it gateway or IoT Hub gateway. This thing provides two connections. One is the REST connection to Philips Hue gateway, and another connection is the MQTT connection to IoT Hub. And in this specific case, this connection is built on top of MQTT protocol, because feature which we use here in this scenario, it's called IoT Hub Direct Methods. To explain what is IoT Hub Direct Methods, it is actually the REST call from anywhere into the cloud endpoint hosted by IoT Hub. This call, REST POST request, has to be sent to this URL /twins/your device name/methods. Once this call is sent to the IoT Hub endpoint, it is routed internally by using of PubSub pattern, and the message is stored in the outgoing queue, which will be picked up by our IoT Hub gateway by using of MQTT protocol. In fact, all this sending of the message from the point of view from here into the IoT Hub, through the IoT Hub and to the bridge, behaves as it would be request-response pattern. But we should not forget that there is somebody, some intermediary, which is in this case IoT Hub, which is acting for us as a PubSub inside of this request response scenario, which sounds to be kind of complicated, but it solves one big problem. You are not required to set up any kind of public IP address or any to do any change in your DNS at home when you want to connect to send so-called push requests directly to your device. By using of this principle and this pattern, by using of this IoT Hub intermediary, you can exactly and very easily implement this scenario. Let's take a look how this works. I'm here inside of the Postman, and as I previously showed you now, there is a URL which has to look like this. I have to address my 3-in-1 device by using of this URL inside of the endpoint of my IoT hub and have to specify the API version, which I'm going to use. In the body, I need to send the message which Philips Hue Gateway can understand. In this specific case, this message say, okay, please try to switch on the light by using of some specific color with the brightness of, let's say, 150, the maximum is 255, and please send this message to device number 4, which is basically this Philips Hue Go system. I send this message now, and this message is switching on the light. What basically happened in this call, the message was from the postman sent from here by using of the REST inside of the IoT hub endpoint. Internally, it was routed to the outgoing queue, and the message was picked up by MQTT gateway, which I'm going to show you in a moment. The gateway has translated this message or read this message automatically, pushed as it is to the gateway, and the gateway automatically does a job, which is translation of REST calls into the ZigBee protocol, and translation or deserialization, the back deserialization of response, ZigBee responses into REST, the back. So that means we send the message, the one hop to IoT hub, the hop to the gateway, and gateway hop to the another gateway and to the lighting system. And if you take a look, this works very fast. Let's take a look now how the gateway is implemented. The gateway is implemented in the Git project, which you can also download. I will give you the address of this on the GitHub in .NET desktop project type, which is executable file. And this gateway is referencing IoT API, which is also project on the Git, which is in fact the .NET core REST implementation of Philips Hue system. And I also used devices client, which enables me to implement the connectivity to the cloud. So that means I use two different packages. One is to implement connectivity directly to the Philips Hue gateway, and another one is to implement connectivity to the IoT hub. Let's take a look on the code. And this code, when the application starts, application is running right now, if you can notice here. When application starts, first what it does, it runs Hue gateway. After that, it runs IoT hub method listener. And everything happens inside of that. Let's take a look on Hue gateway. The Hue gateway is just instantiating IoT API. And this IoT API is translating the request inside to the Hue. When I go back now, and navigate to the method listener, and this method listener is doing following. It basically creates an instance of a method callback, which is a new one in IoT API and in IoT hub, and then it provides the action, which is implementation of my method call, which will be executed when the message arrives from IoT hub, transferred by using the MQTT protocol. After that, I open this and say, hey, set method handler, the name of my method is root request method. If I take a look in the postman, you will see that this root request is exactly the name which should match to this one. Let's take a look on this root request method. The root request method is doing following. Every time the message is received from IoT Hub, it will be routed here. Let's try to do that. I'm going to send some message to IoT Hub, and you see here that the breakpoint hit. And this message is now sent here to here. I'm writing something to the console and deserializing this JSON object. Inside of this JSON object, which looks like following, I have my command. This is basically a JSON representation of the command which is shown here. To send this direct method to IoT Hub, I need to send the payload, which will be automatically serialized into the message in the IoT hub, which is never watched inside of the service. It is just routed to the actual receiver of the message. Additionally to this, I need to provide the correct API, connect URI, and last but not least, I also need to provide some headers. To take a look on this in a native form, my post request is routed to the IoT hub, to the URI, which we already described. But additionally, I'm also using shared access token service, a token signature for authorization, and I have to specify application JSON as a content type. Otherwise, you will most likely get the error, the HTTP error 500, which is internal server error. So after I have sent this method, you see that I, in this case, already run into timeout because I'm just now hanging in a debugger. Inside of the debugger, I'm trying to translate the message, trying to semantically understand the message to make a right decision what to do with that. At the end, I'm going to prepare to send this message to the Philips Hue gateway, which is basically the command which will be translated. And the command is one-to-one taken from IoT Hub payload, which we send as IoT Hub direct method inside of Postman previously. And at the end, I'm creating a response. I can set up a breakpoint here. And after that, I'm running into the breakpoint, and the method response is nothing else than a statically typed class, which is called method response. And inside of this method response, I can provide any kind of JSON payload, which can be received on the other side and written or reused by any application which has invoked me. So this is basically how it works. Just to recap this, I'm sender or invoker or caller of IoT Hub direct method. I need to provide correct URL, I need to provide authorization header and content type header, and last but not least, I need to provide the payload. Once I send this, this message is automatically received by the receiver, by the listener, which was registered, translated here, and I can do with the message whatever I like. At the end, I'm required to send some kind of response, which will be received from the caller. And in this case, you get following. I will repeat that once more. Remove every breakpoint. Send. And in this case, you see that I'm getting some more meaningful response. So what I show now is some party participant in the system which is invoking direct method on IoT Hub. I showed how the gateway can be implemented based on .NET and .NET Core, and how these requests can be read, understand, and routed to the Zigbee system. This is how all this basically works. Let's step back to our presentation now and extend this scenario for using logic apps. As you see, he is getting a little bit more complicated. Logic apps is a platform as a service, Microsoft service environment, which can be used to orchestrate, let's say, APIs, cloud APIs. In this specific case, I'm orchestrating the cloud API provided by OneDrive, which is REST-based. I'm listening on the new files by using of this API. Every time the user uploads a new file, I will be triggered inside of this logic app. Once I'm triggered inside of logic app, I'm going to provide some kind of logic, which will check, basically in this simple scenario, just check the type of the file. And it will invoke by using of direct methods, which is nothing than HTTP call, which I already demonstrated, will invoke an IoT Hub endpoint, and the listener, which is running, which I previously showed, inside of IoT Hub gateway, will receive these requests and route it in direction Philips Hue devices. Let's take a look how this works. I'm going to the Azure portal, and inside of Azure portal, I'm going to find my logic app. And my logic app is called Philips Hue Controller. And Philips Hue controller is implemented as follows. I'm clicking on the designer, and inside of the designer, I will see very simple orchestration. The first action in this orchestration is listener for files on a OneDrive file. There is a folder which is called EQ, and I'm listening for new files every 10 seconds. I can change this value to every second, or every day, or whatever. But please be careful, because every of these polling requests cost money. That means the more requests you send, the more expensive will be your orchestration or logic app. To get the feeling how much does this cost, one trigger, which is listening every minute, would cost approximately $30 plus minus per month. If you do listening every hour, then you will have to spend much less money than for this. So this is just to give you a feeling how much this can cost. So what I'm going to do now is every time I receive a file, I'm going to check what's happened with this file. Is this a PNG or is this something else? If it is a picture, I'm going to switch light on the light on the green, which I'm going to do by using the following expression. I will send HTTP POST request to the IoT hub, which is like this one. This is the same one which I actually copied out from the Postman. And here I provided authorization token, and at the end I have defined the color inside of XY coordinate system of Philips Hue lighting system, which is out of scope of this video. The same or similar I'm going to do here in a case of non-pictures on the documents. The only difference will be here that I'm going to do here to use something else here. The same logic app is also provided on Git, and implementation is inside of Visual Studio, which looks like following. This is the same orchestration or same logic app. And we can do following. We can take a look how this direct method is invoked inside of this orchestration. Method is invoked on this URL. This is the authorization token. And remember, we also have to use a content type, exactly the same in the Postman. And this is a payload which I'm going to send to this device. Let's just switch back to the Postman and compare these requests with that what we already had here. And you will see that this is the same copy-pasted code from Postman into the Visual Studio Logic App implementation, which is an ARM script. Once more, while everything is running, I'm navigating back to my OneDrive, and I'm going to upload something into the OneDrive. Some image. This image will be executed. The logic app will be executed, and light on the lighting system of who is going to be changed in short. So I'm switching back while this all is happening. I'm going to switch back to my logic app. So you see the light has been changed. And in my logic app, just to approve that everything worked fine through the logic app, you see here, now is the time 4:04 p.m. and here's the time 4:04 p.m. Let's take a look what happened here. Inside of this call into logic app, I see that the file has been created. I see that this file was executed here inside of this condition, which basically indicates that my file is an image. And I'm going to send this payload and retrieve something back from the Philips Hue system. To recap everything, what we did right now, we uploaded a file. The file has triggered a function inside of Logic App. I checked the payload of the file, basically the extension of the file, and depending on the extension, if it's an image or some other document, we decided what kind of color we are going to switch on the light. We routed this request by using of direct methods, which is basically the HTTP call, to the endpoint hosted by IoT Hub. IoT Hub provider saved this message into the queue, which was received by our Philips IoT Hub gateway, which was implemented by Daynet, and by using of protocol MQTT, and we routed this message directly to the Philips Hue system. Hope you enjoyed. Thank you very much. My name is Damir Dobrich, Microsoft Azure MVP. Bye.